This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1507. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded April 8th, future plans from Australia, Belize. DX from Bolivia, Brazil, Chile, China, Ethiopia, Sarawak, Oklahoma, Qatar, and Ulster. New frequencies for Cuba, Haiti, North Korea, Myanmar, Bonaire, Russia, VOA, and Zambia. Monitoring Kyrgyzstan, Spain collides with Romania, and the propagation outlook. Shortwave reception has been quite disturbed and degraded starting about April 4th due to a coronal mass ejection a few days earlier, causing a coronal hole high-speed stream disturbing the geomagnetic field around Earth. But conditions were expected to resume quiet levels starting about April 9th. More propagation, of course, at the end of the show as usual. In practical terms, this has mainly meant that high-latitude paths, such as from Europe or Asia to North America, have been degraded. Signals much weaker or blacked out altogether, while we still get some reception from paths across or near the equator. In terms of frequency, the higher bands have been much less effective, especially at night. We have been noticing, however, some trans-equatorial signals, which actually seem stronger than usual, such as the BBC's Portuguese service to Africa at 0430 to 530 UT via Ascension Island on 6100, booming in here a couple of nights. But we've noticed there's quite a hum on the signal. It gives you an idea of how good reception is, so you can tell there's a hum, but there really should not be any. I wonder if that has something to do with the new wind-generated power being installed on Ascension Island. We've been wondering what will become of the shortwave transmitters at the Darwin site, or actually Cox Peninsula in Australia, now that Christian Vision has closed it down and started dismantling them. Well, I hear that some of them, the transmitters, may be moved to Shepparton for Radio Australia to use once again, perhaps a couple of 100 kilowatt transmitters. The problem is covering the costs, which are considerable, of shipping them all the way from Cox to Shepparton. There's also a possibility that Radio Australia will get a new 300 kilowatt transmitter, which will be DRM capable, and some new antennas to serve Africa and Southwest Asia. Some of the other equipment from Cox Peninsula has already been donated to the nearby HCJB shortwave site across the border in Western Australia. In the DRM North America Yahoo group, Mark Phillips talks about a project between Ears to the World and Oklahoma State University to put shortwave radios into remote schools for the Belize Ministry of Education. Possibly there will be some tropical band DRM transmissions for this purpose, or even at the top of the medium wave band. Chuck Boland in Florida says, "What a pleasure to tune in to Radio Santa Cruz Bolivia with a strong, clear signal, no interference from any others." On 6134.80, April 7th at 10:03 to 10:30 UT, and he even heard a decent ID at 10:04 and a commentary about the economy. Surprised by the good reception, maybe they've replaced a tube or two in the old transmitter. He was also hearing it a few days before, April 2nd at 0905 until 1000, best on LSB. The frequency was measured more precisely by Maritz van Driessche in Belgium at 6134.797, April 4th at 2235 with a nice ID. Via Play DX, Rafael Rodriguez at a remote DX site southeast of Bogota, Colombia, reports hearing Rádio Verdes Florestas in Cruzeiro do Sul, Brazil, not too far from him actually, on 4865, signing on at 0940 UT April 2nd with a full ID mentioning that frequency and medium wave 940. Via Wolfgang Büschel, Ruman Pankov in Bulgaria reports that in his country, 14 medium wave frequencies have been closed down temporarily and a couple of more permanently. And furthermore, the regional shortwave service from Varna has been suspended. It's currently scheduled for 6 hours, Sunday into UT Monday at 21:03 on 6,000 kilohertz. It so happens that Jorge Freitas in Brazil heard it just in time, April 4th at 21:06, opening with news interference from BBC on 6005. I suspect the following is related, although medium wave is not mentioned specifically, let alone shortwave. From the BTA news agency in Bulgaria via BBC Monitoring on April 7th, Vivacom, the Bulgarian telecommunications company, has signed an agreement to sell 50% of its broadcasting division, that's NURTS, to international financial investor Mansalord Limited, and has applied for approval by the Communications Regulatory Commission. Among other things, they're looking toward changing to digital broadcasting, as apparently is required in all EU member states by the end of 2012, and Bulgaria is also committed to meet the deadline. Or to put it another way, what they must do is fully cease analog broadcasting by that date. Not only has CVC in Chile not done anything to correct those big, dirty, mushy spurs accompanying its 11920 relay of HCJB, plus and minus 20 kilohertz, as we're still hearing them as of April 5th, but they are also back on 6070, causing heavy interference to CFRX in Toronto for their own CVC La Voz Spanish service. Schedule 23:02 UT to reduce to 23:01 from October 10th, when daylight shifting resumes in Chile, a seemingly irrelevant event. And Radio Escudas, Flavio Arcangelo in Brazil, reports hearing several musical channels from Chile. These are background music services on several frequencies just below 50 megahertz. He was probably getting them by sporadic E, but if you have a scanner or other means of tuning these frequencies, even in North America, it would pay to monitor them from time to time for music from Chile. Here they are, 47900, 48205, 48300, 48365, and 49200 kilohertz. And who knows, there may be some more in that area. Brett Graham from Hong Kong says, when I've listened in recent days to 7105 at 22:23 UT, the modulation of the carrier is a CNR, China National Radio Service, but not the one everybody keeps reporting as being on 7105. It's quite clear the ID just before the time signal and carrier being dropped at 2300 is that of CNR's mobile phone service. So he wonders why folks keep reporting it as the Inner Mongolian service, as has been listed in the past. Well, I'm afraid many of us, not including you, I'm sure, have trouble deciphering Chinese language IDs, so rely rather heavily on assumptions and listings, but more info about this would be welcome. Radio Havana Cuba normally makes frequency adjustments about a week after other stations enact their seasonal changes. Since as an outlaw nation, Cuba refuses to participate in advance planning with HFCC countries. And so it did on April 5th when we were finding RHC on some new frequencies. I've reported on this in detail in DX Listening Digest 10-14 via worldofradio.org. So I'll just summarize some of the changes. the all-day Spanish frequencies, 13770 and 11800 have been changed, respectively, to 15380 and 12030. RHC is never coordinated, so as always, there are contradictions between what is announced, what is published, and what is actually heard from one day to the next. 6140 in our evenings between 01 and 07 has been replaced by 5970. And that means you never know whether it's going to be in English or Spanish. Whatever the schedules may say, I've already heard both at the same time on different days. 5040, which started a few weeks before, supposedly all in Spanish after 0200, but when I was hearing 5970 in Spanish, the English, on the other hand, was back on 5040, around 0530. Another new one is 15370, replacing 11770 for Europe at 20 to 23, in Portuguese, Arabic, and the final 2 hours in Spanish. The new frequency of 5970 also means new spurs, such as 5880, a leapfrog of 6060 over 5970, another 90 kilohertz lower, which we heard at 0536 with English programming. WRMI has a new exile program, La Voz del Consejo por la Libertad de Cuba. It's at 01 to 02 UT, Tuesday through Saturday. The host is Ninoska Perez Castellón. You may remember as the host of La Voz de la Fundación, but she's now with the Consejo. Many former members of the Cuban American National Foundation formed the Consejo after the death of Jorge Mascanosa. WRMI, of course, means 9955 kilohertz, which is jammed sporadically much of the time. However, when I checked one evening, it was not being jammed during her program, although it is sometimes jammed during World of Radio. Oscar de Cespedes in Florida has heard Radio Marti announcing that its medium wave frequency 1180 will be off the air for a few days for technical adjustments. He heard this on the evening of April 5th. I suppose they may be installing some new higher-powered transmitters. I was not expecting to hear Long Path from the Horn of Africa this late in the season, but there it was, April 4th, at 1332 on 7165, Horn of Africa Music from Ethiopia. Their Afar service listed at this time, also audible, Radio Ethiopia on 7110, and noise jamming between Eritrea and Ethiopia on 7175. Dave Kenny and Yari Sobolainen confirmed that the new Ethiopian clandestine we mentioned last week at 1815 to 1845 on Mondays and Fridays only on 7425 is Radio Horio, which isn't really new, but it's a new schedule for them. It's in the Somali language for the Ogaden region of Ethiopia. I bet you didn't know that Radio France International has a Brazilian service. It's not in any schedules I can find, but April 2nd at 2045, I was hearing them in Brazilian Portuguese on 21690. That's via French Guiana, of course. But the strange thing is, it's intended for Africa and not Brazil. So why were they speaking a Brazilian accent? Spanish followed at 2100, even though French is supposedly the only language on that frequency, so maybe they're all mixed up with their satellite programming feeds. In the Medium Wave DX Yahoo group, Sylvain No in Quebec was surprised to hear 4VEH Haiti in Creole on 590 kilohertz with an ID at 0328 UT April 4th. Is it a temporary relay for 4VEH? Could be. We know they were relayed for a while following the quake, and maybe they still are by TWR Bonaire on 800 during certain hours late at night. There is a station in Port-au-Prince listed on 590 as inactive with 1 kilowatt. Maybe that's what's relaying it, or it could be from a neighboring country. The media magazine you monitor with your mind World of Radio, number 1507. Consult our website for a lot more information, especially the archive of DX Listening Digest at worldofradio.com. Your contributions always welcome, although there have not been any lately, to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702 USA, or by PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com. Arnulf Piontek in Berlin has, as always, compiled an exhaustive, revised, and updated schedule for Voice of Korea from Pyongyang. They finally moved out of the 40-meter ham band between 7100 and 7200. The external service programs, which had been on 7140, have moved to 7200, which isn't really quite far enough. The ones on 7100 are on 7210, and 7180 has been replaced by 7235. Ron Howard in California has also noticed 7200 replacing 7140 at 1238 UT. Trouble is, that's right on top of Radio of Russia. Chris Greenway in England says, April 7th was a dramatic day in Kyrgyzstan. The government fell and the president fled after violent protests in which opposition supporters stormed parliament and the state broadcasting headquarters. State radio and TV went off the air for a while, later returning under opposition control. There had been a recent increase in tension in Kyrgyzstan, with restrictions placed on relays of BBC and RFERL. Harry Brooks in England checked for the webcast from Radio KTR in Bishkek, also known as Kyrgyz Radio, but found it missing, even past the time it's normally off the air in the middle of the night. As I point out, you may try for the few shortwave broadcast frequencies which had been active from Kyrgyzstan carrying domestic services or a Russian relay, 4010, 4050, and 4795. Of course, you need a darkness path more or less between you and them. So in North America, we might try around 2300 or midnight UT. Probably due to the recent propagational anomalies, Ron Howard in California reported outstanding reception, almost good reception, of YFM via RTM Malaysia Sarawak on 7270, April 7th from 1305 to 1332, in vernacular with Kuala Lumpur news, pop music, IDs, and singing station jingles. He says it's normally heard under a stronger PBS Nemengu China, but not on that occasion. On April 1st, he was also hearing it when it was indeed underneath Nemengu at 1245. About Myanmar, Ron Howard also reports that Myanmar radio last heard around 1230 UT in mid-March on 7185.76 variable, had returned on April 1st. Not clear whether it would stay there during this period. It was not parallel to the other frequencies on the 5 megahertz band. However, it was parallel to 5915 until sign-off at 1355, when 5915 continued. And it was also heard following days on 7185.75 by Martin Groot in Netherlands at 2353. Apparently it's opening earlier than the usual midnight 30 UT sign-on. Eike Bierwirt back in Leipzig, Germany says, could it be intensified programming for the upcoming fake elections, expected to be held sometime between late spring and October 10th, so this might last a while. And Ron Howard was hearing this frequency, 7185.75 variable, again on April 4th from 1205 to 1255, but carrying two audio feeds. The strongest not parallel with any other Myanmar broadcast, but the one underneath very weak parallel to 5985.78 variable. On April 6th, Martin Road in Netherlands heard it again on 7185.75 at 2330, as they were apparently signing on in Bamar. I've noticed Radio Japan in Spanish quite readable between 05 and 0527 UT on a strange frequency of 6250. Well, not so strange. It's a leapfrog mixing product from the Bonaire site from 6080, a new frequency, thus accounting for the new leapfrog. It leaps over the Dutch transmission at the same time on 6165. So, if you're a list logger, beware of assuming Spanish on 6250 during this semi-hour is Equatorial Guinea. But it usually doesn't start until after 0530, when it's active, which it has not been for some weeks. Don't you believe what I said last week at 16 minutes and 50 seconds into World of Radio 1506, when I was listing Spanish broadcasts via Bonaire from Radio Netherlands? Most of them were, but the last few were actually relays of other stations in Spanish, including the one I just mentioned, as well as 6195, another Japan relay, and 9610, which is really Vatican. X-band DXers, please note that Enid's own 1640 station has just changed format. It had been Fox Sports Talk for a number of years, even though the co-owned station on 1390 KCRC has also been Sports Talk from ESPN. But now, since April 6th, I've noticed 1640 is solid gospel music. It's the new Faith 1640. And the calls are still KFXY. Look for a much bigger signal from Qatar on 675 kHz. It had been listed as 100 kilowatts, but a Transradio press release via Alokesh Gupta says that a 600 kilowatt DRM compatible medium wave transmitter was installed March 15th at Al Arish by the state broadcasting company. Actually, 200-300 kilowatt transmitters in parallel. That's 675 kilohertz. This is also apparently at a different site than the old transmitter at Doha, this one being at Al Arish. Last week we mentioned how the voice of Russia, English to North America, was nowhere to be heard on shortwave between 23 and 02 UT, even though appearing on their schedules as 9665. Instead, anyone who tuned in would hear Radio PMR in English, German, and French from the breakaway part of Moldova between midnight and 02 Monday through Friday. Finally, Voice of Russia has caught on to the problem thanks to an inquiry from one of our contributors, Peter W. Hansen, who emailed them saying, no, you're not on 9665. And they advised him April 6th they would use a different frequency, 9890, between 22 and 02 UT, and quickly updated their online schedule to show that as the only frequency during those hours in English to North America. Well, the first couple of nights we tried to hear it, but could not. Propagation has been very bad, as I mentioned, and that is coming direct from Russia. But there's a bigger problem. It's right next to the Dentro-Cuban Jamming Command and Voice of America in Spanish between 23 and midnight UT, both putting in very strong signals. And VOA continues another hour on weeknights, although that hour does not seem to be jammed. So VOR is still not making it into North America with a decent signal. When conditions recover, perhaps it'll be of some use in eastern North America, but it will still have that adjacent interference unless they move again. There's been another cutback at Voice of Russia, which you may not have noticed, because it concerns their Russian language service to North America. There isn't any anymore, according to the schedule showing all target areas via Anatoly Klepov in RusDX. Furthermore, the other program, Russian International Radio, is no longer aimed at North America either. although VOR in Russian does have a couple of frequencies for Central America. We keep finding Radio Exterior de España in frequency conflicts, leading us to believe there's something deficient in their shortwave frequency planning and management, though not 100% their fault. For example, there's a collision on 9690 between 2030 and 21 UT between Spain in French and Romania in English. How could two European transmitters of high power be on the same frequency at the same time? Well, they have different target areas, but we know that you can't possibly confine a shortwave signal to only one direction. The new clandestine for Uganda, I mentioned last week, Radio Yabaganda, has been confirmed for its weekly Saturday broadcast via France, 15410, at 17 to 18 UT. Many of us were monitoring it. Trouble is, there was no modulation or just fill announcements for the first 38 minutes or so. According to Dave Kenny in the UK and Jari Savolainen in Finland, who had much better reception than we did in Oklahoma, or did Ron Howard in California. On Sunday, April 4th, at 15 to 16 UT, there was a special broadcast publicized with only a few hours' notice called UK Rocks the World on 15760. The transmitter site was not revealed, but those who wrote into the service got a reply from Northern Ireland. It was a very strong signal, so probably via one of the VTC sites in the UK or somewhere in Europe. It was Cheryl Paskowitz in Wisconsin who got a reply from them mentioning Belfast. Radio Marti violated separation of church and state once again on Good Friday by broadcasting Catholic services to Cuba, as if they couldn't hear WEWN without jamming if they wanted to. I've noticed a new frequency for VOA in Spanish, which wasn't appearing on any of the schedules, 11970, starting at 23 UT. The first few nights, it was clear, but then the Cubans found it and jammed it. The WWCR4 transmitter is no longer carrying Pastor Pete Peters 24/7, opening up lots of time for other programming. Many thanks to WWCR for inserting two additional airings of World of Radio, as put it out to us by Thomas Nyberg. They are Sundays at 23:30 UT on 9980, and 4 hours later, UT Mondays at 03:30 on 5890. On April 6th at 2017 UT, I heard One Africa, Zambia, on 9540, a frequency in error. It was supposed to be on 5940. Most of the new A10 frequency listings are now available. Look for A10 at our homepage, worldofradio.com. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued April 6th. Geomagnetic field quiet. ANK indices of 5 and 2 starting April 10th. Solar flux dropping from 85 April 8th to 75 on the 17th to 22nd. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 1507.